Smart ways to save on baby gear. When it comes to buying baby gear, safety is paramount, but you don't have to spend a fortune to keep your little one safe. Look for cribs manufactured after June 28, 2011, to ensure they meet updated safety standards, and avoid secondhand cribs altogether. Save money on baby monitors by opting for an audio one instead of a pricier video model. When choosing a car seat, prioritize finding one that fits your child well and is easy to install, rather than splurging on the most expensive option. By making smart choices, you can save on baby gear without compromising on safety or quality. Engage with your baby to boost their vocabulary and language skills. Even at just 4 months old, they can start learning problem solving and creativity through playtime. Create a safe play area on the floor to help them crawl and walk freely, instead of confining them to playpens or walkers. Provide simple, safe objects like Tupperware and wooden spoons for exploration and cognitive development. Keep the floor clear of anything they could choke on. Baby development through play. It's crucial to limit screen time for children under 2. Because at this age, they're unable to translate what they see on screens into real-life skills. Instead of passive screen time, let's encourage active learning through sensory experiences. Did you know that background noise reduces meaningful conversations between adults and babies by a whopping 85%? That's why it's important to create quiet environments for interaction and learning. Electronic toys may seem fun, but they often prioritize instant gratification over the hard work and perseverance needed for real learning. Smart ways to cut costs on family housing. Homes can be a major drain on your wallet when raising kids. Many families struggle to afford their homes these days. The trend is towards bigger houses with more bedrooms. Since 1973, newly built homes have increased in size by a whopping 53%. Back then, only 23% of new homes had 4 or more bedrooms, but by 2014, that number had risen to 46%. Many parents think separate bedrooms are a must for their kids, but sharing a room can bring siblings closer. Sharing a space can make them feel safer, improve their sleep, and teach them important skills like negotiation and cooperation. If your kids seem cooped up indoors, nudging them towards outdoor play can be a game changer. Playing outside doesn't just mean fun, it's a super boost for their health and development. They'll get sick less often, stay active, and even become better problem solvers and more creative thinkers. Smaller homes often mean shorter commutes to school. In older neighborhoods with local schools, kids can even walk or bike to class, a luxury many gated communities miss out on. True costs of home ownership. Owning a home involves more than just the initial purchase price and monthly mortgage. Heating and cooling a larger home, like a 4,000 square foot one, compared to a 2,400 square foot one, can cost you an average of $1,100 more each year. Property taxes can catch many homeowners off guard. They vary widely depending on where you live, but on average, you can expect to pay 1% to 3% of your home's value every year. That money goes towards essential services like roads, schools, police, and hospitals. When it comes to financing your home, opting for a 30-year mortgage and budgeting around 25% of your income for your mortgage payments is a smart move. Smart strategies for education savings. Imagine this. Instead of spending $15,000 every year on tuition, you could stash that cash away and watch it grow to nearly $250,000 in just 10 years. That's serious dough that could help foot the bill for college down the road. Check out your state's Section 529 savings plans, where you can stash away cash for college with some sweet tax advantages. Heard of Uniform Gift to Minors Accounts, UGMA. These accounts are like secret weapons for saving up for college. Parental involvement holds the key to academic triumph, overshadowing the private versus public school debate. Private schools, eager to please parents, often fall short with outdated teaching methods and less qualified educators. Public school teachers receive continuous training, accepting innovative teaching techniques. When private school students outshine their public counterparts, it's not due to superior schooling, but rather the supportive environment encouraged by engaged parents. By age 26, higher education translates to higher earnings, regardless of high school type. Your child's educational advantage. Want to give your child a leg up in education? Start by boosting their cultural capital. Engage in activities like attending free museum days, exploring historic sites, reading newspapers together, and immersing them in music and art. These simple steps can make a big difference in their academic journey. When selecting a school, focus on key factors like class size, how responsive the administration is, access to specialized support within the school, and the experience of the teachers. High expectations set early on can shape your child's educational path. Make it a habit to ask them about their day at school and discuss what they've learned. College benefits. Getting a college degree opens up a world of opportunities. It's not just about getting a job. It's about living a healthier, more fulfilling life. Studies show that college grads tend to earn more, have better health outcomes, and actively engage in their communities. You don't need to go to an Ivy League school to reap these benefits. Research on over 100,000 students reveals that where you go to college doesn't necessarily determine your future earnings. Economists followed a group of top students from 1976 and found that Ivy League graduates didn't earn more than those from less prestigious schools. If you come from a disadvantaged background, attending an elite college could significantly boost your future earnings. Choosing the right college major is crucial for future success, often more important than where you attend. Fields like business and STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, offer high earning potential, with engineering leading the pack in lucrative opportunities. Civil engineers bring in around $83,000 annually, while petroleum engineers can earn up to $136,000. To finance your education, consider cost-saving strategies, such as opting for a more affordable school, seeking grants or scholarships, and being open to student loans. Low-income students can benefit from government Pell Grants, while high achievers may qualify for merit-based scholarships. Keep an eye out for scholarship opportunities, but beware of scams. Scholarships typically provide one-time payments ranging from $1,000 to $25,000, but may not cover all expenses. Smart steps for college financial planning. Planning for college? Lots of students and parents end up borrowing money, and that can lead to some serious debt. According to Mark Kantrowitz, an expert at Advisors, the average student graduates with around $33,000 in debt. Yikes. But don't stress too much. You just need a solid plan. The goal is to keep your debt low compared to what you'll earn after graduation. Fill out the FAFSA pronto. That stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. Because lots of colleges give out financial aid on a first-come, first-served basis. Smart saving strategies for extracurricular activities. Coaches often boast about the benefits of sports, like building confidence and social skills, but the costs can quickly add up. From equipment and uniforms to tournament fees and travel expenses, it's no wonder parents are feeling the strain. Did you know that about half of kids' sports injuries come from overuse? And even more concerning, around 70% of kids drop out of their favorite sport before they even hit 13. By then, they're often injured, bored, or just plain burnt out. Getting involved in extracurricular activities offers great advantages without breaking the bank. You can save money by waiting until your kids are a bit older. For younger children aged 3 to 8, private lessons might not be the best use of money since they're too young to fully develop the necessary skills for sports or music. Once your kids hit 9 or older, you can still cut costs smartly. Instead of hiring expensive professional coaches or music teachers, consider hiring college students who are often just as skilled but charge less. Smart food choices for a healthier wallet and planet. When you're shopping for food, make sure to look for the fair trade label. This means the food comes from places that treat workers well and don't use child labor, But don't just take the label's word for it, check for proof. Instead of going for foods labeled natural, which can mean different things, go for organic options. Attending an elite college could significantly boost your future earnings. For something to be labeled organic, at least 70% of its ingredients have to meet certain standards. Organic farming uses pesticides, but they're not synthetic ones. While natural pesticides aren't as strong as synthetic ones, organic farmers have to use them more often. Keep in mind, though, that organic food is big business, worth about $35 billion. So, if you stick to non-organic options, you could save around $30,274 over 18 years. Smart choices for healthier living. Let's talk about GMOs, or genetically modified organisms. These are crops that scientists change to resist pests, fight diseases, or produce more. Remember, organic foods can't have GMOs, but just because something is labeled non-GMO doesn't mean it's organic. Only 8 crops in the U.S. can potentially be GMOs: soybeans, corn, papaya, canola, cotton, alfalfa, sugar beets, and summer squash. When it comes to skincare, opt for natural oils like coconut, almond, avocado, and olive instead of commercial moisturizers and baby lotions. Think twice before splurging on expensive antibacterial liquid soaps. Plain bar soap, like Ivory, can be just as effective and much cheaper. For instance, you can get 10 bars of Ivory for $3.99 compared to only 3 bars of antibacterial soap for $10.99. Informed choices about natural remedies. In 2007, Americans spent a whopping $33 billion on complementary and alternative medicine, CAM. Unlike regular drugs, these natural supplements aren't put through the usual testing for safety or effectiveness. That means you could be shelling out cash for something that might not even work. Don't get sucked into the hype of all-natural labels. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it's automatically good for you. Be wary of products claiming to cure every ailment under the sun, and don't fall for personal stories or conspiracy theories. However, not all hope is lost. Some natural remedies do work, and science is backing them up. Take buckwheat and honey, for example. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends it for soothing coughs in children over a year old. You could fork out $6.99 for a tiny bottle of cough syrup with honey, or you could grab a 16-ounce jar of wildflower honey for just $4.69. Encourage kids to stay healthy by getting enough sleep, eating well, and playing outside. Breastfeeding infants and serving disease-fighting foods like fish, broccoli, kale, avocados, yogurt, garlic, and onions can boost immunity. Getting ample sleep is crucial for both kids and adults. Lack of sleep can mess with sugar processing, possibly leading to diabetes. Plus, when you're tired, you tend to reach for sugary snacks more often. Cut down on medical expenses by opting for fewer tests, comparing doctor fees and procedure costs, and sticking with in-network providers with your insurance. Key points. 1. Prioritize safety and baby gear, opting for affordable options like cribs meeting updated standards. 2. Engage babies in play for language and cognitive development, creating quiet, safe environments. 3. Consider shared bedrooms and outdoor play for healthier, cost-effective living. 4. Understand full homeownership costs beyond mortgages, including taxes and utilities. 5. Save for college with state savings plans and parental involvement, focusing on quality education. 6. Enrich children's learning through cultural activities and discussions, emphasizing engagement. 7. Plan college finances wisely to minimize debt, utilizing FAFSA and cost-saving strategies.